They're great.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We love to do it. Here's House in 1 minute.
Is that part of the act?
Maybe not.
Get up here.
What's the challenge?
Bring me the thong of Lisa Cuddy. These are not Cuddy's panties.
I don't screw up.
I think you're hiding a medical condition.
I'm not.
Go find out where he's hiding his cancer.
This time tomorrow, I'll be dead.
He's bleeding all over the place.
His timetable may be right on.
Hiring people to steal someone's underpants is considered wooing.
If he has an infection, the radiation will kill him.
Give me the blood. Patient is the one whose body is shutting down. I'm having a benign transfusion reaction. You're not biopsying me. You drugged me.
You drugged me?
All your biopsies are clean?
Because there's nothing wrong with me.
Who the hell chats about their blood type?
It was never magic and you're not dying. It's your blood type. Flush him with saline, transfuse 4 units type A, start him on steroids. He'll be back hoodwinking idiots in no time. He's your love nugget. You got no reason to pick him. You made a deal with Cuddy. That's how you got our underwear. Your scheme was brilliant and you're fired. Thanks for playing.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Guy, Big Love, the Mormon guy. Right, his outhouse.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
Well, we thank you.
Right, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
The question you're really asking is...
Well, what have we here?
What do we have here?
And the answer...
Thank you, Charlie.
The answer is...
Yes?
Much like the way we've imagined that scene in Quiz Show, men in various forms of disclothing, eating cake and prancing around and having beverages. And
yes, everybody having a good old Homovember Thanksgiving.
Well, it is the day before, and here we go upstairs to the live to the party room.
Let's check in.
In the Don and Mike headquarters. Hello, Homo Joe.
Hey, Don and Mike. We're up here stuffing ourselves with turkey stuffing and mashed potatoes.
How's the food?
The food is excellent, and we have Matt is serving our guest here.
Is Matt? How do you like Matt's outfit?
I think he's very cute. He's got nice. He's got a nice... tattoo.
He's got a great wishbone.
Now, what we have to do really is, and everybody got their booze, everybody got wine, everybody got absinthe, everybody set?
We are set. We're doing good. We even have nice little party favors from the wonderful O'Mara's restaurant.
Bottle cozy.
Hey, Robbie, be a love and run upstairs and please be describing the fabulous way that the room has been decorated.
And I don't hear any music playing. I thought we had music.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a non-stop.
Well, we were getting ready to say grace. I thought you said something.
Oh, the blessing. Oh, yes. Maybe Rob can lead you in the blessing.
Matt or Rob A should do that.
Okay, Rob's making his way up there. I can feel the vibration.
So Rob A's going to do the blessing for us.
Once he gets his breath.
I think after talking about his vasectomy and getting shaved, really one of you guys up there, Joe, or one of your friends should probably lead us in a blessing.
It's a wonderful idea.
Well, we have all the surgical procedures up here so we can take care of Rob if he needs to be.
Take it easy, you. And we have a razor.
We have razors. We have
I'm sure you
surgical
do.
Club.
Very excited.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Robbie.
We have lots of great stuff up here that really sets the mood for Homovember. First of all, I believe on the DVD player we're watching Brokeback Mountain. And
dreamy.
We will be watching Spartacus next.
Now, can you go over by the TV and actually turn up the volume so we can hear it?
Sure. Well, I have to turn off this music. Hold on.
What's the music we're enjoying?
Lovers.
Let's have something more upbeat,
shall
we?
Very special people.
Okay, everybody on their feet.
Every cliche song.
We go. You want another song?
Sure. What else do we have?
What else we have?
Pretty festive.
I got to go back to the beginning of the
Matt,
test.
You must
stand
dance
by.
For us.
Oh, they're going to have
we know
Matt
he
dance.
Knows how to push buttons.
What's Matt doing right now?
He needs to dance for us.
For my
there
love.
You go. Matt, this is your song to dance for.
Love.
Your Let me hold that mic for you, Matt. He's dancing.
He's dancing for us. Yay.
All this happening one floor above us.
And for those who need a reminder, Matt is in short purple shorts, hard shoes, a bow tie, and red body paint.
Buzz, I hate to keep beating a dead horse here. You took care of that absinthe thing, right?
Yes, all taken care of.
Beautiful. Everybody got wine? Everybody got food? Everybody's got their Okay, Rob, turn that thing off.
All right. You want to hear what's going on in Brokeback Mountain?
Let's hear the video from Brokeback Mountain.
All right. So many things to do here.
Just can't quit you.
Now, where is Brokeback Mountain playing?
On the TV, on our flat screen.
Oh, our little flat screen.
Green monitor is wonderful. Nice.
It's a quiet
body.
Moment. It's really not like a disco movie.
Want a cup of coffee, don't you?
How about more than coffee?
Joe adding his own dialogue to Brokeback Mountain.
What a boring movie.
It really is.
We could do sign language for you if you would like.
Let me try to find
you know what? I say, exit the entrance. Exit Brokeback Mountain and put on Spartacus.
All right. Now we're talking.
And this is the Kirk Douglas version, right? Not the remake.
The Peter North version.
The Peter North version.
So, also, Robbie, there's lots of decor up here I'd love to describe if you have a moment.
Would you please?
Yes. In your office, which is already beautifully decorated, we have a picture, an autographed picture of Liberace, a picture of Sanjaya Malakar, the Village People.
You
remember Dick Sargent from Bewitched?
Yes.
Yeah, picture of him.
I like
Zac Efron. From High School Musical. And you guys,
I like the
cheer.
One of Mike and Buzz.
I personally know Dick Sargent, or should I say knew him?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
May he rest in peace.
He taught me actually how to play roulette in the early 90s.
No kidding.
Bet he did.
Now, as I mentioned these gay icons, I'd like applause from the crowd, if that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Zac Efron from High School Musical.
Woo!
Johnny Depp in an open-collared shirt.
Very hot.
Hallelujah.
There's Lance Bass.
Hot. Homosexual.
Two pictures of Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah.
Clay Aiken.
Ooh, very sexy.
Oh, isn't his hair pretty?
Morning.
There's
Morning.
A picture of Mike Elston.
Yes. What do they think of that picture?
Look how handsome.
That's the young Mike Elston. What do they think of that?
Available. What do you think of that, Blair?
That's good with that.
I wonder if he's available. Oh, that's our Mike.
Yeah, that is. No, that's Buzz.
That's a whole lot more hair than I saw downstairs.
There's a picture in our
dear heart.
I got to say, the party is taking upstairs is hey, taking place
have
upstairs
a lesbian on the wall
in our office, and along with all these gay icons, one of the pictures we have on our wall is seriously Buzz's newsman publicity picture from
the mid '80s, '84,
25
like
years
that.
Ago, something like
back
that.
Back when he was a young newsman, back in the early 1950s,
and he really looks like what's his name, like Mr. Brady from the Brady Bunch.
He has the afro and he has the full heavy beard.
Yeah,
right?
Hold on.
There's a problem up here.
What's going on,
Robbie?
Ann Coulter, for some reason, looks like a full arm length plastic glove.
It's to help you with the surgery prep for later.
Jesus,
it's the longest glove you've ever seen.
It is the longest glove I've ever seen.
Rob, you should ask Ann what she did this week.
What did you do this week, Ann?
Castrated a few horses.
You castrated a few horses. How about you?
Get an explanation on that.
Can you explain? Can you explain?
Castrating a horse?
Well, I mean, is this a hobby?
Procedure?
Why?
Is it why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because you don't want a whole bunch of little horses running around.
Now, I understand. Hold on, Rob. Let's get to the
just
bottom.
Like they don't want a little bunch of speedwagons running around.
Ann Coulter, of course, said this.
Faggot.
Right. So I can understand why gay guys who want to dress up like her, and she is kind of a
right.
horse face.
Sure.
But I don't follow.
Faggot.
Would that be Ann's day job?
Is that what you do for a living?
You have to do what you have to do.
No,
so this guy
is this a job that you have, or is it a hobby?
Is this guy dressed up like Ann Coulter?
Yes.
Yeah, you've not seen her yet, have you, Don?
No, I've not, Robbie.
I should bring
you
her down.
You haven't made it upstairs yet, have you, to say hello?
No, I've not, Mike.
It's a hobby.
I was surprised by that.
We also have on our wall a picture of Simon and Ryan Seacrest from American Idol.
Lovers.
And they're embracing.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture of
Rob,
Beth
hold on a second. I'd like to get to the bottom of this horse thing.
All right.
Is this what Ann does, like, for a regular job?
Is this your primary job, the horse castration?
It's a... part-time job.
Part-time
job?
Part-time job. What do you do full-time?
Cattle,
of course. I do cattle.
Cattle ranchers.
Hey, look, there's a picture of Will Thomas from Channel 5.
I can dehorn like that.
Well, now, I don't think he's gay, Rob.
Oh, I don't know. I think that might have already
been
up. He looks
dreamy, Don. Eyebrows arched like that? I don't think so.
I heard some guys call him Wilma. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all.
That's never funny.
That was not funny.
What's that about? Not funny at all.
There's a picture of the young Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris. And a rainbow flag. The People magazine cover of Lance Bass that says, I'm gay.
I can't believe it.
There's Charles Nelson Reilly.
He's not gay.
And that's a wonderful headshot of him, if you'll pardon the expression. look, there's a picture of Batman and Robin kissing.
Love it. Gotta have it for my wall.
There's a Patrick Bateman in his tanning bed.
Oh, yeah.
Tanning
yeah.
booth or bed, I'm sorry.
Dreamy.
Oh, there's, well, I think, probably one of the most put-together, good-looking homosexuals out there. Perez Hilton.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. yeah.
The wall of gays.
And then there's Ryan Seacrest and appears to be bottomless at a beach, although you can't see any of anything that would make it beyond PG-13.
With the sign Damn. Above it that says help wanted.
And then there's a picture of Charles Nelson Reilly again. This is a candid. There's ABC television Sam Champion.
Yay. Yay.
And let's close with an oil painting of Red Sox great Carl Yastrzemski.
Yay!
Stop it!
Really?
Stop it! Those are all of the photographs and paintings that we have on the walls upstairs.
Now, I'm very curious as to who's going to say the blessing, Robbie.
Who will say the blessing?
I think Matt should because he's our turkey.
Matt needs to, since he's the
Matt,
least
can you do
And shouldn't everybody in that great wasp tradition join hands?
Yes,
I think that would be nice.
Hold hands in a circle. That's very dangerous with guys like to say get in a circle, but...
Right.
Get in a circle.
That would be on a Friday night after 2 a.m.
After the club.
Will the blessing be in Yiddish?
Now, I have to warn you, I only know how to do this in Yiddish.
Then go ahead. Lay it on us in your native tongue.
Okay. Join hands, everybody.
Lay some Judaism on us.
Just hands.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech alam, asher kedeshanu. Amen.
Pass the gravy and let's eat.
Let's see.
Let's drink.
Lick them. We're going to lick them later.
And perhaps something from someone in the crowd. I mean,
yes.
Whether it's Joe or
Yeah, that's
Blair.
A good idea.
Hot
yeah,
meat, hot meat, hot meat.
Go ahead,
you know, in the great tradition of Thanksgiving broadcast, why don't we go around the room and introduce everybody and ask what they're thankful
what
for.
What are you thankful for, boy?
I think that's a good idea. Now, we were arguing about your name. What is the proper pronunciation of your name?
My proper name is Shaquita Lee.
Shaquita it's Shaquita, Lee. Just like I said, Rob.
Okay, I guess I'm stupid, Mike. What are you thankful for, Shaquita?
I'm thankful for being here, and I'm thankful every day I wake up every morning, and this is my first Thanksgiving I'm going to have without my mother.
Oh.
God bless you.
Sorry.
God bless you.
Is that Tina Turner?
That's
yes,
Tina
it
Turner.
Is.
Yes. Yes. Will Tina be performing for us later?
Will you perform later?
Yes.
Cool. Yes, she said yes. Yeah. Actually, someone else said yes, but the... She nodded. Charlie Brown, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful to be here with all these lovely gay icons, and I'm thankful that I don't have to go home for Thanksgiving.
Why is it bad to go home?
Yeah.
I've got those parents that are ultra Christian.
Oh, well, as you know,
as Will
Smith said, you know, parents just don't understand.
Is Charlie Brown closeted, Rob? Is that
are you closeted?
No.
No, your parents know that you're out.
I think Charlie Brown's one of our guys from the internet.
Yeah, one of the guys from the
internet. Put out a memo. You may have gotten it.
So they all know. They're just, are they displeased, dissatisfied? How do they feel?
They're those land of denial, Cleopatra.
I understand. Uh-huh. How's the rest of your family dealing with it?
Me not being there or me being gay?
Both.
Oh, everybody's fine.
All right.
Now, is your real name Charlie Brown or is that like your gay nickname?
No, that's my real name.
Wow. Oh, really? It is
so
Charlie Brown.
So you think they would have known better.
He was just on TV. Charlie Brown's
how this started.
It truly is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving up here.
Who's the next person we want
to
meet, Robbie?
I want to talk to Joe.
Oh, Homo Joe here, Donna Mike.
There he
oh,
is.
We know you, Homo Joe.
I know. I'm an old queen. What can I tell you?
What do you have to be thankful for, Joe?
Well, I have to be thankful for my health and all the friends I have and... You guys for supporting the gay community like you do over the years. And I want to send love and light out to everybody and wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Nice. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
I had a tear. I actually had a tear. Mm-hmm.
That's number five, isn't it? A tear?
That's number five.
Now the soft-spoken but always something to offer, Blair Michaels. Blair, what do you have to be thankful for?
Oh, my goodness. What do I have to be thankful for? After 25 years of doing drag, that's one thing I'm thankful for, that I'm still here, still doing drag, and still wearing a pair of 4-inch heels. The next thing I can honestly say I'm thankful for is 17 years with my husband, Brad.
All right. Still, hey, congratulations.
He
yes.
still puts up with me
we'll
and still puts
that.
Up with drag after 17 years. That's pretty good.
That's wonderful.
And I'm very, very thankful to be in a brand new show. It's the most anticipated drag show that's going to be opening in D.C. on December 7th at the new club called Town. So I'm very honored and thankful to be part of that cast.
Such a whore you are that you'll whore yourself out. But it's okay. There you go.
Plugsgiving.
Now, Blair is your partner.
I'm Ann Michaels, Blair's daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh,
who is this?
This is Ann Coulter.
Oh, hi, Ann.
Yeah, hi, Ann.
How's it going? I'm Ann Coulter Michaels. I'm Blair's daughter.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Seem rather old to be your daughter, but I'm curious about that. So what do you have to be thankful
for,
Ann?
I'm her youngest daughter.
What do you have to be thankful for?
I'm very thankful for having Blair for my mama and being here with all of you. And the fact that I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
At my age, that's a big...
C-R-E-P-P-Y. C-R-E-P-P-Y, right?
Okay. That's Creppy.
That's Creppy.
Creppy.
C-R-E-E-P-Y. P-Y.
How tall are you, Ann?
6'5".
How about
without
that?
The
D-O-U-B-L-E.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
His gloves really did go all the way up her arm.
They really did go all the way up her arm. Now, here's another gentleman. How long have you been out? Oh, I'm sorry, you're here from the restaurant.
Who's that, Rizzo?
Yeah. We're gonna
Rizzo, sorry to mention your name.
Mike, there's been an error. This guy's not gay.
That's good. He's just carving the turkey roast.
But he carved the turkey so well, Mike. We were watching him.
Right.
And maybe he could help shave me.
Yeah, there you go.
Leave a card.
He's good with a blade.
And I just want to say hi to Wendy. She's there from the restaurant.
Hi, Wendy.
And Wendy, by the way, can I just tell you, for a gay man in a dress, she's got a nice rack.
Blair, that's so nice of you to notice.
She does. Nice. She's not the gay man in the dress. I'm just saying, from advice from a gay man in the dress. She's
right.
Got a nice
very
rack.
Kind.
Quick
kind.
Party idea. Quick party idea.
Don's got a party idea. Hold
party
on.
Party idea. Okay. Party idea. Party idea.
Ready.
Right now. Spin the bottle.
Oh, there you go.
Right now.
Everybody in the room.
Everybody in the room, spin the bottle right now.
Spin the bottle. Do we have a bottle to spin?
I'm getting a bottle.
Yes, we do. We got one. I think Matt should be spinning in the middle of the room.
What's playing in the background?
That's Spartacus.
Our Spartacus movie.
Yeah. Spartacus has a great soundtrack.
Yes, it does. It's great.
Rob, go over so we can hear some of that movie.
What are we seeing now, Rob?
Kirk Douglas is carrying some sort of big backpack. Someone has fallen, and he's helping him up, and he's wearing just the smallest outfit.
Very dreamy.
Oh, we might have some dialogue coming up. Hold on.
Spartacus.
Oh, they've kicked Spartacus, and he's fallen in the dirt.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now they're flogging him.
Oh, they're flogging him.
Yeah, S&M.
Spartacus again. Spartacus getting flogged.
It was a less tolerant time.
That only happens at the Eagle.
Oh, now he's biting the centurion's leg.
That was a very inside. Hold on. That was a very inside homo joke that Homo Joe made. What is the Eagle?
It's a
leather bar.
It's a leather bar.
A leather bar.
Where they have people hanging
and swinging
around.
All right, I have the bottle ready.
All right.
All right. Ready.
His name is Matt.
All right. Ready. Double trivia logo.
Here we go. Spin it.
Spin it.
And Ann Coulter.
All right, time for a big on-air smooch.
Big smooch, Ann.
On the air.
Take your pick, Ann. Who would you like to smooch?
Who would I like to smooch?
I got to go.
Wait a minute, come back here.
Out of the way, Rizzo.
Put Rizzo and Rob A. right out of the room,
they
quick.
She saw the glove.
Get a straight boy.
We were explaining the chicken rules.
Okay, she's coming over. She's approaching.
Oh, there goes Rizzo. Oh, Rizzo. Rizzo.
I'm sorry. Rizzo, I'm sorry.
They kissed the guy from your restaurant.
I'm sorry. He's one of my managers.
Oh, we got dessert.
Oh, and one on the cheek as well. Rizzo, how was that?
There was no stubble.
Well, I think that's
because
nice.
we used the razors that we were going to give to Robin.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, and they're back to working in the mines in Spartacus.
They're so dreamy.
It's a fine film, isn't it, Rob?
God, there's a lot of people there.
Hey, turn some music on, too.
Yeah, let's get some music.
They're digging for dirt.
They're digging for dirt.
Make this a real party.
Okay.
The great beginning. Oh, yeah.
It's a little torch song.
Little Judy Garland, right?
You know she's dead.
Yeah, but... Never mind.
Feel free to sing along.
I can't get over the dead part.
Hey, I have a question for all the guys and gals up there. Is Judy Garland the ultimate gay singing icon?
Over the rainbow, babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
I beg to differ. I'm a Liza fan.
Liza. So Liza. Oh, yes, Liza. Well,
isn't it all a bit cliche? Now, I mean, who's the modern day icon?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, we'll go around the room.
American drag or...
As far as female performers, you know, performers popular in the gay community.
And does it have to be a lady performer?
No, not at all. No, singers.
Let's start where we started before. Who do you think is the ultimate gay performing icon?
The one that I think?
Yeah.
Well, because I do Tina Turner, I have to say Tina Turner is my gay icon.
All right.
There you go.
She's not gay, though.
No.
No, but she doesn't.
But you don't have to be gay to be an icon.
That's true.
How about you, Charlie?
Bette Midler.
Ah, Bette Midler.
That's a good answer.
What boy didn't want to grow up and be like Bette Midler?
Who didn't?
I was Bette Midler.
Don't let him fool you. He is Bette Midler. She's just bloated.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Because you got to have friends.
I like the fried egg song myself.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah, very old school.
Joe, who is your favorite gay icon?
I would be Bette Midler. I do love her. Yeah, I do like her.
Who comes in second?
I say Tina because I love Tina Turner. She's a
you copied off
lady.
Other people's papers in school.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Copied their homework. Yeah,
actually, I'm not smarter than
well,
a fifth
actually,
grader.
Whitney Houston did well until she got hung up on her drug situation. Yeah. But she was really good in her day.
I hate drugs.
Me too. Drugs are for.
I just like to drive drunk.
For kids.
Blair Michaels.
Well, I mean, I would be stupid enough.
Present company excluded. Who is your favorite gay icon?
Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
I think you're magnificent.
No, thank you. I'm going to go with my all-time favorite, and it's been since I was little, which I still am, Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Hey, Rob, can I ask Blair a question?
Yeah.
Blair, who are you wearing?
I'm wearing...
Wang?
How'd you guess?
Is it Vera Wang, Blair?
How did you know?
Oh, wonderful.
I could tell.
I literally am wearing Vera Wang.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
If you can find it, you can have it.
I think it's really, it's very important to get a picture of what Blair is wearing right now from head to toe.
Stand for me, Blair.
Oh, Liza Minnelli. See, I always even say it.
It is a cranberry-colored evening gown with gold highlights.
Sparkly, isn't it?
Cranberry. Very low cut. Uh-huh. Very low cut.
Plunger. Very
and also
low cut.
Cut up nearly to where I'm going to have to shave on the bottom.
Oh, a side slit.
Yeah, wow. And...
No, that's front slit.
Ah.
A big brooch of diamonds. I'm sure they're all genuine. Lots of bangly jewelry. Her hair is perfect. And just a touch of eye makeup...
Just a touch.
Right, Tammy Faye.
As my motto says, lipstick and paint makes a man what he ain't. And honey, I got stock in Max Factor.
Honey. Girlfriend, listen. What is the performance that Blair has scheduled for today, Robbie?
Well, there is the pre-scheduled Santa Baby.
Yay.
Right.
And then there is a surprise.
Yeah. Now, will Shaquita be performing also?
Shaquita, what will you be performing today? Or are you part of the surprise?
I'm probably do something by Tina Turner. Maybe Proud Mary if you're good.
Oh,
wow,
Proud Mary,
good.
That'd be hot.
I'm very good.
Classic.
Ann Coulter, who is your favorite gay icon?
You probably never heard of her, but Uta Lemper.
Who?
Gazuna.
Who? Tell me that you love me.
Oh, that
I sit on my face. Tell me
Uta Lemper is a Berlin cabaret performer.
Oh, of course. Uta Lemper from Berlin.
Rob, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I remember Uta from the good side of the wall. So that's what's going on. Oh, and we also have a Happy Turkey Day banner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, we got it going on up here. I think you gents should come on up.
I think they should. Does everybody want to get them up here?
Yeah, we'll come up for the next break. We'll come up and see what's happening
okay.
In the next break. Come
all right. Yeah, we will.
You can watch this place spin
some.
The bottle.
When we get up,
I want to come up and see the show. I want to come up
and
see
the show.
Yeah, of
course. We have to see the show.
Yeah, now, is this a lip sync show?
It is a lip sync show, yeah.
Okay.
And what do we have to expect from the lip sync show? Will there be two numbers back to back?
Or will they come down here to perform?
Or will they come downstairs to perform? It's going to be a little bit of everything, they say.
We'll come up and we'll see a show.
My lords, would you rather have it downstairs?
Upstairs.
Yeah, we'll go upstairs.
Okay.
We'll go upstairs.
Up it is.
But let's get another round of beverages for everyone.
You absolutely. Got it. We're way some on top of it.
Some more food for everyone. And when we go upstairs, maybe I'd like to orchestrate a nice big group slow dance.
That's right? A wonderful
that
idea.
Because I'm imagining this like a high school prom.
That's terrific.
If I could find my copy of Color My World by Chicago.
Sure. You can be like, what are the teachers that used to be at the prom? The
the
proctors,
chaperone.
A chaperone.
Chaperone.
Right.
Chaperone.
Yeah. I went with my cousin.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was gay, and my mother didn't know.
What was your cousin's name?
I went with the exchange student
Alice.
From Africa.
Alice Cram didn't know.
Blair went with an exchange student from Africa?
That's what Blair
she was
said.
From South Africa, I swear to God. I'm not lying.
Wow, how about that?
They've got memories, don't
that's
they?
Something.
I wanted to take it, boy, but
did
it would work.
Did you smuggle his bone?
$500 on a limo and a tuxedo and a hair, and she left me for a lobster.
Starting to get festive up there.
Meanwhile, in the background, do you hear Babs?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes. Nice. Oh,
no one picked her as their icon.
It's the laughter. That we shall remember.
Oh,
look at
cool.
Spartacus. He's got the best crew cut.
What's Spartacus doing? Go to the movie now.
He's all dreaming.
Right, hold on. He's going into a dungeon, I think.
Shaving.
Well, he's not shaving. Hold on.
That'd be Rob.
Stand by for the crossfade. Up movie, down Barbara.
Up, darn.
Up movie, down Barbara.
Okay, they're in a dungeon.
You did not just say go down on Barbara.
Is Spartacus being tortured now?
No, they're going down.
That would be mad.
Hold on, Rob. Rob, don't
they're
describe that.
They're going down into
this
a dungeon.
This is a censored show, Rob. They right. really are going down on the...
There's like a bathhouse scene going on.
What?
We've been wanting to beat on Matt
Bob,
all
you
night.
Put the wrong video in.
Now Spartacus is sponging off.
Not a lot of dialogue in Spartacus, is there?
A lot of dialogue in the room.
Okay, here, we'll give you the dialogue. Ooh.
Oh, baby.
All right, fellas. Hold on a second.
And ladies.
Yeah, fellas and ladies.
Oh, it's raining men. Here they are.
The weather girls.
Oh, now
weather girls.
Finally some sound from Spartacus.
Yes.
This is the weather girls scene in Spartacus.
We're going to have to do a song for you.
I think when we go upstairs, maybe we'll ask gay men questions we've always wanted to ask them.
It's a wonderful. We have a little
Q&A. Can I come downstairs now, please? Ann Coulter is rubbing
behind.
Asses with me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
rather
time.
One-sided.
Well, you are the McDreamy.
I am, of the show.
We got news.
For you.
You better listen. He's straight.
His wife will beat you. Oh, and listen. His kids will even cry, too.
She's 6'5". Oh, she's back. Oh, quit it.
Well,
no, nothing forward. Turn around. Jackson, this is creeping
Rob
me out.
Rob ain't being pushed back into the corner, Don.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Send help.
Wow. The room is heating up.
Okay. We'll get ourselves together, and you and I will get our hip boots on.
We'll have a little Q&A. We'll have a little slow dancing and perhaps a little... performance by the drag queens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be festive.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold How you doing, Rob?
Great.
Hold your water, everybody. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.